call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hi, everybody. This is Melinda Cochran on Positivity Podcast, and I am recording this show in Montreal, Quebec, but the actual show is aired from New York City with Bashani Radio. So today's show, I thought that in this difficult time of COVID-19, that perhaps I would start this positivity show with some reading of some stories and some poems that may kind of lift your spirits. I find writing and reading and storytelling really kind of take me away from the present and into another place where I can be calm and relaxed. So if anyone kind of needs to go to that place, I'm hoping that this show will help you today. So this is a story. I'll read the story first and then read the poems. And it's called A Knock at the Door. And I did write it. It's by me. And it's also on my blog site. I will read it and then I will continue with the poem. So I'm here to just take you a little bit into your imaginations and allow you to find some quiet space. This is a fictional story. It's not a true story. And I hope you enjoy it. It was 5 in the morning. I was wide awake in my bed. I stared out at the quietness of the room, wondering if I should get up or keep sleeping until at least 8. It wasn't like I was going anywhere. I had nothing to do and I was stuck inside during the pandemic, or should I say safe inside. Either way, I'd cleaned every closet in the house, cleaned out the pantry as well, and read 3 books in a week. I didn't want to watch any more television. I felt like my brain was going to self-combust. I should stay in bed another hour. At least I can get some rest during this time. It was too early to walk outside, which involved the fun game of staying 2 meters away from anyone you met. I always smiled whoever I passed, but most people turned their heads to avoid any chance of catching COVID-19 from anyone. I planned on logging in to work just after 9, as my job had moved all operations to online work only. I turned over to go back to sleep for just a little while longer, and then I heard it. A knock at the door. I froze in my bed. It was not possible. Everyone I knew was also in isolation. I hadn't made an order for food, and if I had, I would definitely not have it arrive at 5 in the morning. I got out of bed slowly. I put on my slippers and crept to the front of the house. My curtains were closed, so I couldn't really see who it was. I heard it again, a knock at the door. There's a small vertical window that ran by my door and I peered out of it. Nothing was there. I went to the front window and again I saw no one. I slowly walked back into the bedroom to get more sleep. Must have been the wind outside. I grabbed my blanket, covered myself up and rolled over. But as if it was an echo of the last one, I heard it again. Another knock at the door. I didn't move from my bed. I listened intently for the sound. I sat up in bed and pulled on a sweater. Sitting up again was an effort after a sleepless night, which was the result of staying up too late to read. I opened my bedroom curtains to see if anyone was outside. Nobody. Nobody seemed to be awake in their homes. I sat back down on my bed. Maybe the isolation was getting to me. I felt a certain level of anxiety as I was used to controlling the things around me. I could not control the course of COVID-19, but what bothered me the most was I could not control the way it was affecting me. Being off from work as a receptionist at a small furniture company left me applying for my first unemployment check. At 55, I was never in this position. I was also worried about my 2 children, married and living in Toronto. Video chatting with them didn't seem to relieve this worry at all. I made my bed. The floral bedspread seemed to cheer me up with its small, delicate trace of purple and blue hues. After making the bed, I got dressed. I needed a coffee. I caught a glimpse of a photo on a trip we'd taken as a family, and suddenly, as if waking me from my memories, I heard it again, a knock at the door. I listened again, and this time it grew louder. I was frozen between wanting to go forward and the fear that held me back. I imagined it was important. A trepidation set in that something was wrong with a family member. I walked toward the door as if the path in front of me marked the beginning of things that would change my life forever. Each step I took forward led me to think about the life I had before. Would ever go back to normal? I heard it again as I walked closer. A sound that seemed to define my very existence in the silence. A knock at the door. Walking slowly as if in a black and white film with no sound, I recalled the last conversations I had with my children. Did they know I loved them? I fell back on the memories of the events past to give me the strength to move toward what was unknown, to what I feared, and to what I wanted to go away. The walls with paintings rained over me as I walked from the shadows of my early morning sleep. It felt as if the steps I took were through a history of wars our generation had never taken before. I imagined families hearing about soldiers this way. The paint began to chip off the walls of my home, and with each imagined peeling, I saw nothing but the answers ahead of me. I reached the front door, and without thinking, I pulled it open. I opened the door. I searched the outside from within the frame of my home. I saw no one, nothing. I didn't go outside, but stood waiting for something to tell me about the secret which had filled my morning. It was cold outside with the slight drops of rain watering the day in the preparation for the arrival of flowers popping out of the gardens and pots adorning balconies. Then, as if it was taunting me, I heard it. Was he or she knocking on the neighbor's door too? What kind of person scared people like this during a pandemic? I leaned out to catch a glimpse of the intruder, but as if it was looking for a quiet shelter, in full flight, a little sparrow hit the front window of my home. And I finally knew the source of my morning awakening. Then it turned around as if to mock me and flew past me into the inside. I chased the sparrow, trying to guide it toward the outside again, and it refused to give in. It refused to stop flying. I stopped and watched it sitting on the top of a decorative molding in my living room. Its small eyes gazing at me, reminding me that it was never going to give up. We looked at one another for some time. Standing in the COVID silence, it sitting there to take, waiting to take flight, both of us determined not to give in to fear of never being free of this moment in our lives. Walking toward the front door, it followed me. And then as if it wanted to say goodbye, it fluttered about in front of me. Then as if it never knocked on the door, it flew away. Just like that, it flew away. And this story, I wrote it because I wanted to just have a positive kind of metaphor for this experience. And the bird at the end was a metaphor for this time in our lives passing and flying away. And I hope that it helped some of you. I'm going to read a poem now, and it's called Believe. And I hope this one helps you as well. I also wrote this one. They say the pandemic is causing us to dream more while asleep. People talking about the struggle for breath as we struggle to keep the faith. Mass graves being built, they say find hope. Panic setting in some, anxiety turning into frustration, families waiting for the government checks to pass through. It's dark. It's so dark outside right now. I struggle to find our faith. We struggle to find our faith. Our parents hide away. We watch them on video and don't want them to go anywhere. Please don't go out. Then the quiet. The streets don't move. The trees bend. The birds fly overhead. The silence is steady and the world slows down to cope. And we struggle to find our faith. Someone wakes up, opens the curtains, and the light, the beautiful sunlight arrives just as the fear from those nighttime dreams take flight. And a person's fever stops. And they breathe confidently. Tears from the night on an old woman's face in a nursing home alone disappear in the sound of her daughter's voice on the phone telling her, "Mom, You made it. And it rings out for the world to hear. We will make it. We will breathe. Believe. I'm going to continue with another poem that I wrote, which had to basically deal with the different types and forms of love that I was seeing, because despite COVID-19, there is a lot of people showing one another love and getting each other through this. And this one's called Love in Quarantine. A daughter stands in front of her parents below a balcony, smiling at them, making jokes, to see the happiness in whatever may come. Mothers sitting wondering if her children are being safe with gloves and loving them, wearing masks before remembering a time of washing their little faces. A son calls, "Why don't you answer? You made me worry. Where did you go?" Telling them to sit still and become a dancer in their living room for a little lung flow. Men arrive at the windows of women they love, holding bags of food while in their soul grows a quiet, unheard moment of longing. Amateur musicians perform, singing over cities savaged by COVID-19, loving people who cry in the storm, songs reminding them a night did pass in the shining warm. And as we pass on from one day to another, we are gently reminded that love in quarantine will stay to hold us as we are united in a hope for God's mercy to take this away. So that was just simply observing what love was in this time. And I'm going to read the last one. And this one was basically a poem that I wrote just because I felt a lot of people were giving up of watching the news and just following a lot of posts and everything that were being written. And I just wanted to maybe make people remember something really important. And it's called That's Not the Way to Go. Not the way anyone wants to go. Reading newspapers, morgues filled with COVID-19, and it is leaving us blue, holding on to memories of summertime, listening to the song too, left us thinking this is not the way to go. An invisible enemy creeping down side streets and through family doors as if it lived on its own, wanting to invade us and take control. That is not the way to go. Fear overcoming some, leaves others watching windows wondering, will this go away? Just go away so that we can go back to dancing in the moonlight with the people we love. Can we just live our way? And the reality hits that maybe this moment in our lives will make us value the true livers of life, the ones who even in the pandemic triumph in their dreams, who fight to hang on to them and to make them come true. That's the way to go, blazing a trail through the dreams we thought we could not make so. Instead of fear, we fought not to let go. Now that's the way to go. I'm hoping that poem helped you as well. And the last one was about just reminding everyone that in our dreams we live, and in our dreams we overcome things and we can find our positivity. And I really believe that the quiet that we're experiencing now is something that we will value when it's all over. And I know a lot of people are struggling in so many different ways. And I'm really hoping that these stories and poems have brought a little light into your life today. And I encourage you maybe to do a little writing yourself. I'll just give you a little tip of something that I've started doing. And I am writing a letter to myself. I'm writing a letter telling myself about all the different things that I'm feeling, because I find that it allows you to kind of express everything. And, you know, we're lucky, a lot of us, to have people that we can share that with, but sometimes we don't always have that. And writing a letter to yourself can maybe help you deal with some of the realities of today. So that's the first show on Positivity Podcast, and I hope you join me every week, and I will try to bring you some light and maybe some more stories and more poems. And I will probably be interviewing some people as well that can share their positivity and how they are remaining positive, not just in COVID-19, but how they remain positive in all things. I hope you have a beautiful day today. I'm going to end the podcast there. And everyone take care, stay safe, and God bless everyone.
The all-new Bashani Radio app for iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone.